Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and this time I thought I'd offer you something seasonal, a story combining the traditional nativity tale with a folk legend from Lapland. Now, I hope you can take a few minutes to settle down somewhere warm and listen to our timely tale by Scottish writer Kenneth Stephen, Bearer of Gifts. In the very far north of the world, where it is dark all winter and the snow is 6 feet deep, there lived a lonely Laplander who made things out of wood. All winter he worked by candlelight, carving goods to sell when he travelled through the countryside with his reindeer. One night, he was fetching water from the stream when he looked up and saw a huge star burning with great brilliance in the eastern sky. "It is bigger than any star I have ever seen," thought the man. "I'm sure it was not there before." That night, the man could not sleep, for the star was shining in through his tent, bright as the summer sun. And he felt in his heart that it was a strange sign, as if something wonderful had happened, and that the star was calling him to follow to find out what it was. The next day, the star was still there, shining like a pearl in the grey morning skies. The man did not hesitate. He loaded up his sledge, harnessed the reindeer, and began to cross the empty lands away to the east. The man came to villages and cities where the food was hot with spice and the people spoke in languages he could not understand. When he was hungry, he was given food in exchange for the wooden carvings he had made. Still the star led him on, growing closer and even brighter, until at last he came to a steep hilltop and looked down over a scattered golden dust of lights. The star was shining right overhead, and he knew that his journey was ended. "Now I shall find out what strange and wonderful thing has happened," thought the man, and his head sang with joy as he started down the hill path towards the little town. There was noise everywhere. Spicy scents and laughter filled the air, and people stared at the strange traveller with his pointed shoes and curious beast. Despite the crowds and the darkness, the man walked through the narrow streets of the town until he saw the star shining above the door of a tiny stable. Very quietly, the man looked inside. There lay a baby on a bed of straw, and he knew at once that this was no ordinary child. The bustle of the town had given way to a beautiful quiet, and the man felt so full of peace that he knelt down beside the bed of straw and looked into the face of the little boy child. And a radiance shone from it, brighter than the brightest star. And then a small miracle happened. From tip to toe, even to the very clothes he wore, the man glowed with a great warmth, so that his blue coat began to turn to the richest, deepest ruby red. I have travelled for many weeks to this place, not knowing what wonderful thing I would find here, he told the child's parents. But now I know in my heart that this is a very special child and that he will become the saviour of the world. I must give him a gift. The man went outside and searched for something to give the little boy, but every carving he had made he had given away for food, and all that was left was one small piece of wood which he had fashioned into a star. It is all I have, he whispered to the child, but I give it in thanks for finding you, for I will never forget this night. And gently kissing the baby's sleeping head, the man went quietly out into the night to begin his long journey home. The shining star had now gone from the sky, but as he travelled on through the darkness, the man did not feel lonely anymore because of the special child he had found. It was as if the star still burned on in his heart, keeping him safe and happy through the long winter's nights. When the man arrived home in Lapland, it was summertime and there were wild flowers and birds singing everywhere. He went from camp to camp, telling the story of his visit to the east and the finding of that very special baby. When winter came round again, the man began his wood carving once more. He carved a toy for every child he knew, in memory of that day when he had given his last piece of wood to the saviour of the world. He set off on his sledge with the reindeer galloping ahead to take the presents to all the children, to the poor ones who had never known a gift, and to the rich ones who would now know about the joys of giving. The Laplanders say the man is alive to this day, somewhere deep in the forest, making gifts for all the children. We know him, of course, as Father Christmas. writer Kenneth Stephen combined the traditional nativity tale with a folk legend from Lapland to craft his story, Bearer of Gifts. For a playlist of all the music featured and to find out about our radio programmes and 24-hour music channel from NPR Music, go to thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Warmest festive greetings to you and yours, and thanks for joining me.